holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 10,000 wine grape varieties worldwide? Here's to thousands of gift possibilities.
My go-to holiday wine is Chardonnay. I love it with turkey and potatoes. Pile on the gravy.
Let me show you our more than 8,000 party-perfect wines that are in your budget and out of this world.
Whether you're entertaining or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection with you this holiday. Now offering same-day delivery at TotalWine.com. Cheers!
Think you're not eligible for Medicaid? Think again. Optima Health Medicaid XP is helping 400,000 Virginians get access to quality, no-cost health insurance. Get covered for doctor visits, prescriptions, and more. Visit OptimaHealth.com/MedicaidXP or call 844-563-4207.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
I know last week was a kind of a negative episode, but had a bright outlook on maybe what the future holds. Today, we're going to talk about Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Came out in 2016, directed by Gareth Edwards. I don't know. I mean, what was the point? Like, was it literally just to, you know, solve a joke? I feel like an ongoing joke, you know, like Family Guy or whatever else, is why did the Death Star have such a obvious weakness that everybody knew about, right? When they could have just put a cover over it of some kind. And I feel like this whole film was made to kind of give some backing to that reason. I thought the film was unnecessary. I was introduced to a variety of characters that just ended up dead at the end. And to me, you know, fitting that whole Titanic mold, you know, when you go into a Titanic, you're like, okay, the ship is going to hit an iceberg, and I'm aware of that going in. But at least somebody survived, you know, in the film. Where this movie, I just felt like I was left with nothing to hold on to. And, you know, the toys came out, and I'm like, these are all dead people. Pretty much all these toys are dead people. So I'm not going to buy any of those toys. And, you know, I'm scouring the internet to see why this was even really made. Felicity Jones did an excellent job as Jen Erso, let me tell you. I thought the cast was excellent, but... In no way are they going to... They didn't affect the universe. They were a huge part of it, right? But similar to The Last Jedi, it's like... Nothing has changed because of this. And nothing should. I mean, it takes place in the past of all these films. So it's like... Of course it's not going to affect anything. It's supposed to... give us some sort of history, right? But, I mean, is this the history I want? That ends with just, like, mega depression and, like, just sadness and death and... I get nothing from this. Nothing. I was like, okay. It was like when you read, let's say you have a history book, okay? American history, right? It's this big old book. And this wasn't even enough to fill a chapter. It was just like, okay, not enough to fill a chapter in a book. So you don't make a whole movie out of it. You know? And it won these awards, like Empire Awards, it won Best Film. It won Best Director at the Empire Awards. I'm not saying the Empire Awards are like your the best, but Saturn Award, it won Best Science Fiction Film, Best Director. It's just, why? It was so, you know, just obvious. It was so obvious. The whole movie. Very disappointing. Made a lot of money. You know. Well, what do you know? Star Wars movie made a lot of money and wasn't very good. I know that George Lucas was reported to have enjoyed the film more than The Force Awakens. Okay. It doesn't mean he thought it was good. 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. So if you take the last episode I did, Suicide Squad, got like a 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. And this got an 84. Are you joking? An 84? You know, I know they really put a lot of money into the CGI, right? Bringing Peter Cushing back from the dead and giving Princess Leia back her youth. But it didn't... It wasn't that... They used the back of his head more than anything. It wasn't that mesmerizing. But they talk about it all the time. Whatever. Star Wars Battlefront got a Rogue One DLC out of it. Okay, that's great. I don't know. I don't want to be completely negative, okay? There was one positive breath to the film, which was getting to see Darth Vader do what we think he can do, but we've never seen it. How many times have we seen... Darth Vader, he's just like, you know, the top echelon when it comes to villains. And I don't know why. I love Darth Vader. I think he's amazing. And BA. But I've never seen it. You know, I've seen him fight his son a few times. Okay. I can see people move with more vigorous on the street, let alone in a movie. He's just not... You know, he's not very limber in his robotic age. And he wasn't really, like, murking people left and right in any of the previous films. So I don't know why everybody thinks he's so awesome. But there was a reason. There was a reason deep in our hearts that we were like, this guy is completely awesome. That's why he has so many products. That's why everybody's scared of him. But we didn't really have any footage to verify that. You know, what's he do, choke a bunch of people? Yeah, it's kind of a weak move. Is that really what your big move is? Just choking random guys for misbehaving? And then whipping a lightsaber at your son and cutting his hand off? That shouldn't have made him as awesome as we all perceive him. But this movie does. I believe, like, you know, you go to YouTube, you type in Darth Vader's Rage, okay? it starts out, you know, the Death Star's destroying the planet, everybody's dying and whatever. I mean, we've always been scared of this man, right? And to see him just completely take out, you know, what, a dozen people? And the guy's 42 years old, okay? Anakin's 42 years old at this point. It's days before the first Star Wars film. You know, the film where he's just walking slow and choking people. But this movie, apparently days before, is completely awesome. He takes out all these guys, slices open that door, and he doesn't really even... I mean, he uses his saber a lot towards the end, right? But most of the time, he's just ricocheting their laser fire back at them. He's taking out all of them. Every single one of them. And then what's left, not that many, escape on their little ship. And he's just standing there looking over them with no his expressionless mask. It's the only... I can honestly say it is the greatest part about Rogue One. And it's funny because I feel like they're taking the... You know, I've talked about many times on this show the Marvel approach to storytelling, where it's just all a bunch of fodder until the last few moments of the film, where they just make it very epic. And that's exactly what they did. It is.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Don't miss Old Navy's Saturday Steal. This Saturday only, get 50% off all jeans plus graphic tees. Just $5 for adults, $4 for kids, and women's cozy gripper socks for just $3. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/16. Jeans excludes in-store clearance, select style tees and socks.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.